to contradict the Deputy Labour leader's account that she lived separately from her then husband. She denies any wrongdoing over a house she owned in Stockport. Shadow Defence Minister John Healey is backing his colleague.
We want to draw a line under this. The investigation is a welcome chance to do that. I'm confident that it will draw a line. Angela Rayner has been really clear throughout. She's broken no rules and she has our fullest support behind her.
The post office boss blamed cash shortfalls caused by faulty software on branch managers with their hand in the till. An email written by Alan Cook, a former managing director, has been read out to the inquiry into the Horizon IT scandal. He says he'll regret saying it for the rest of his life. Former Royal Mail chief executive Adam Crozier says he wasn't aware of any issues.
I don't remember anyone in the post office governance system, whether that's the board, the risk committee, the exec team, any of those people flagging up any concerns in that system.
France is advising its citizens against travelling to Iran, Lebanon, Israel and the Palestinian territories. Meanwhile, the Israeli military says the first humanitarian aid trucks entering through a newly opened northern crossing point into Gaza yesterday. It appears the UK will be out of recession early this year. The Office for National Statistics says economic output grew by 0.1% in February. Gatwick has been identified as the worst airport in the UK for delays. The flights were delayed by around 27 minutes on average at the West Sussex site. And former England cricket captain Joe Root's return to county championship action for Yorkshire didn't go as planned as he was out for just two runs. He was playing his first domestic Red Bull match since 2022 at Gloucestershire. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
Thanks very much, Charlie. Another news update, of course, in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, we still haven't got in Brentwood all the bright sunshine that we were supposed to be getting for the rest of the afternoon. Let's hope it turns up. A high of 20 this afternoon and going down to 10 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, well, sunny intervals and a moderate breeze throughout the day. Another high of 20, but a low of just 7 tomorrow night. Sunday, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, a high of 14 and a low of 5. And this downward trend of temperatures continues onto Monday when we've got a day of gusty winds and light rain showers together with some sunny intervals and a high of just 12 and a low of 5. And looking at the week ahead, it's not great weather really, but very cold nights. Thursday, 4 degrees and Friday, 5. So just be warned of all of that. Make the most of the weekend if you can.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Sherry on Phoenix 98 FM.
And good afternoon if you just joined us. Great if you had us with us all the way through. And we're two-thirds of the way through the birthdays competition. If you'd still like to take part in that, you can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. We began today with Julian Lennon, and then we went on to Joss Stone. So the third person that we've got today, Agneta Fauskock, which, of course, is a member of ABBA. Swedish singer, and she first achieved success in Sweden with the release of her 1968 self-titled album. She rose to international stardom in the 70s as a member of ABBA, which, of course, one of the best-selling music acts in history. She's also the youngest member of ABBA. So the question is, how old do we think she is? We're going to go to 1976 for a very appropriate track for ABBA. I always think money, money, money. Number one in 8 countries, UK number 3, top 10 in 5 or more. worldwide sales of over 3 million. Fourth single from the album Arrival, which itself was a UK number one and a number one in 8 more countries as well. So how old do we think Agnesa from ABBA is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. So that's the third of our artists here today. Thank you very much to all those who've taken part this afternoon. We've got our regulars, Chris and Bob in Harlow and Chris in Guildford, and Patrick, of course, in Ingatestone, a regular. And then we've got Archdeacon Jonathan here in the studio, and we've got Renee, who's also in Ingatestone as well, with our answers today. And so we'll go through and we'll see how we've done. Just a reminder again, 3 points if it's absolutely correct, 1 point if you are the closest, because nobody's got it correct. And so we'll start off here. So we started off with Julian Lennon. So Chris was 63, Bob 61, Chris in Guildford 62, Archdeacon Jonathan
58,
Patrick 61, and Renee also 58. The answer is 61. So 3 points there for Bob and 3 points for Patrick.
Then they might think alike, though, Renee.
Then we went on to Joss Stone, and we asked how old we thought Joss Stone was. And, well, we've got Chris 42, Bob 41, Chris 38, Archdeacon Jonathan
38,
Patrick 48, and Renee 37. And she is, in fact, 37.
Oh, so, shame.
So three points
Have we got her birth certificate? I'm sure she's 38.
3 points for Renee there. And no Stewart's inquiry or anything like that. And then finally, we moved on to Agnita from ABBA. How old is she? Chris thought 74. Bob, 72. Chris, 74. Archie and Jonathan?
73.
Patrick, 72. And Renee, 76. She is, in fact, 74. So Chris and Chris, correct answers for that. So we have a remarkable scoring here today. Really quite extraordinary. And I have to say, Archdeacon Jonathan,
he got a big fat zero as usual. What can I say? This is shocking. Shocking.
Okay. But all of the others, so Chris, Bob, Chris, Patrick, and Renee all have one correct answer. So amazingly, I think, and we've never had this before. So it's 6 people taking part here today, 5 of them as joint winners. So congratulations to all of those. Congratulations to everybody who took part, everyone who's at home. And I know lots of people play along with this on the recording, which will be there on the show blog Friday the 12th of April afterwards. So in the first hour, I was chatting away with Archdeacon Jonathan here. And, of course, the whole show is recorded, so it'll all be there on the show blog. Show blog will be up tonight, so the recording probably added tomorrow or over the weekend. You were telling us in the first hour about your journey of faith, really, in the sense of how you ended up as being the Archdeacon and what church you think church is all about.
Yeah, and I guess the way that my life has gone to some degrees in a big circle. Although, as people say to me, "Do you know Chelmsford?" I tend to say that when you go to school in Southend, Chelmsford's the posh place that you never really visit. So I never really knew this area. But no, it's gone full circle in that sense of having been really nurtured and grown in faith by churches, or by a particular church down in Rayleigh, to come back and to be part of a team across the diocese that is seeking to nurture churches. It's lovely.
And you said right at the beginning, actually, when we did the intro, that it was an exciting time to be involved with the Diocese of Chelmsford.
Yeah, I think you've had Bishop Gully on the programme here quite recently. She is a wonderful leader with a great sense of allowing churches to develop their worship and their ministry in a way that suits where they're at, their particular culture and context. And I'm seeing that as I go around and meet new churches, that churches are working out who's there, the communities that they want to serve, how they reach people with the good news. Bishop Adam, who you've also had on, as you'll have known from that show, I'm sure, is like a ball of energy.
Absolutely.
And together there's a real sense that we are seeing churches flourish, and our aim is to go around to encourage, to excite, to nurture, to help with healing, to help encourage churches to step out in faith for communities to really rebuild hope. You know, I think we've not talked about Easter, which is what we said we might originally talk about, but Easter, of course, is all about resurrection. It's all about what looks like is dead actually is alive, and that's the promise of the church at Easter. That's the promise of the church through all time, really, that we are people who are made alive in Christ. So we're looking for renewal, we're looking for resurrection, we're looking for new growth.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time here today. It's much appreciated.
It's been an absolute pleasure to be with you.
Cheers.
Patrick.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Patrick, you asked for an unusual track. Thank you for this. Matt Munro, On Days Like These. This has got lyrics by Don Black, music production by Quincy Jones, and it came from the soundtrack of the 1969 film The Italian Job.
questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole. La 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 la. On days like these when skies are blue and fields are green, I look around and think about what might have been. And then I hear sweet music float around my head as I recall the many things we left unsaid. It's on days like these that I remember singing songs and drinking wine while your eyes played games with mine. On days like these I wonder what became of you. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. I'd like to think you're walking by those willow trees, remembering the love on days like these. It's on days like these that I remember singing songs and drinking wine while your eyes play games with mine.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills, make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Stage fright. Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians, download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich 2-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
As Daniel later on tonight, Crosby, Stills and Nash, we played the track of theirs last week, and it's one that I haven't played for years, actually. This is Wasted on the Way. It comes from 1982. It was a number 9 in the USA. It wasn't charting over here. It came from the album Daylight Again, which was number 8. It was in the top 20 in 4 more countries. Not a hit album either in the UK.
Look around me, I can see my life before me, running rings around the way it used to be. I am older now, I have more than what I wanted, but I wish that I had started long before I did.
Sarah and Ash Wasted on the Way. This is Mercy Me from the album Welcome to the New from 2014. This is Dear Younger Me. And the album was a USA number 4 and a UK Christian number 1. Dear Younger Me, let's find out what's happening at the travel at 2:25 here on Friday Lunchtime.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So let's have a look here. In the centre of Billericay, it's quite busy at this time. And if we go along to Shenfield, that's run by the station, it's as it was before. Centre of Brentwood here, right at this corner, of course, there's some traffic. Not as much as there is sometimes, but it's a bit busy there. If we go out a little bit further, go down to the Brook Street roundabout, no problems down there at all, which is good news. We go along the motorway. It's a bit busy coming into Essex from the other side in Kent, but no problems going down in that direction. The other way, I wish I could say good things about. Very busy around the junction of the M11 with the M25, and very busy indeed going north on the M11, and also coming down towards that junction as well, just generally. And the other side as well, around Thaden, that area coming towards the M11 junction. That's all rather busy, I'm afraid, this afternoon. A12, that doesn't look too bad in any of our area. The 40 mile an hour bits are going pretty well round Margaretting and Ingatestone. No real problems until you get up to Sandon and then beyond, and then really incredibly busy from Boreham all the way right up to Little Braxted and Rivenhall, in fact. Pretty busy there. The A130 as well, coming up to the Hoegreen Junction. That's busy. Centre of Chelmsford, Friday lunchtime, Friday afternoon, is busy everywhere, really, particularly approaching the Army and Navy roundabout. Joe, give you a full travel update in an hour's time. So it's time for us to have a look at the chart for this week in 1995. At number 20, Tune On, Tune In, Cop Out from Freak Power. 19, Push the Feeling On from Nightcrawlers. 18, Bubbling Hot, Pat O'Banton with Ranking Roger. At 17, Think Twice, Celine Dion. 16, Doll Parts from Hole. And 15, The First, The Last Eternity from Snap featuring Summer. Don't Give Me Your Life from Alex Party. 13, Chains from Tina Arena. And 12, I'm Going Down, that's Mary J. Blige. 11, it was the Comic Relief single, it was Love Can Build a Bridge, and that brought together Cher, Chrissy Hynde, Nina Cherry and Eric Clapton. At 10, it's The Bomb from Bucketheads. 9, Strange Currencies from REM. 8, If You Love Me from Brownstone. And 7, Julia Says, Wet Wet. Six, Not Over Yet from Grace. 5, Baby Baby from Corona. Four, You Sure Do from Strike. 3, Two Can Play That Game, Bobby Brown. And 2, Don't Stop, Out There, The Out There Brothers. Which meant number one this week. Number one this week in 1985 is Take That and Back for Good. It was number one in the UK for 4 weeks, won the Brit Award for the British Single of the Year. Also number one in 9 other countries and the number 7 in the States.
Guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh, yeah.
a test of pure emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back.
I want you back for good. Unaware but underlined, figured out the story.
No, no,
wasn't good.
No, no.
But in a corner of my mind,
corner of my mind,
I celebrated glory.
But that was not to be.
In the twist of separation, you excelled in being free. Can't you find,
can't you find
a little room inside for me?
Me?
Sing it, you'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back,
I want you back, girl. And we'll be together. This time is forever. We'll be fighting, and forever we will be.
So
Back for Good, number one this week in 1995. We'll have a couple more tracks from the chart in a moment.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
On Sunday the 14th, reading and writing in historic Doddinghurst, the life and times of a 16th century diarist and 17th century poet. This is happening at All Saints Church, Church Lane in Doddinghurst, CM150NN. Talks given by Dr. Zoe Hudson and Dr. Peter Auger. A 2:30 start, free entry with refreshments, and donations are welcome. And more information about it can be found at the All Saints Doddinghurst website.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
At number 11 in the chart in 1995, Love Can Build a Bridge. It was the Comic Relief single. It featured Cher, Chrissie Hynde, Nina Cherry and Eric Clapton. It was a number one in the UK, top 10 in the Netherlands and Ireland, and top 20 in three more countries.
Upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread. that I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means.
Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge.
Don't you think it's time?
Don't you think it's time?
This week in 1995 from Cher and Chrissie Hynde, Nina Cherry and Eric Clapton. Don't forget, all of the food banks locally, of course, all need your help. Wherever you happen to be listening, they could all do with your help. Lots of tinned goods are always the kind of things that they need. Vegetables, soups, fruits, salmon, tomatoes, meatballs, spaghetti, custard is on the list for the Brentwood Food Bank here. Toiletries as well, of course, all and bags of rice and sugar and biscuits, coffee and jams, and of course, carrier bags, because they give out so many items. And in fact, the Brentwood Food Bank recently fed 153 people in one session. So do please do what you can to help all of the food banks. Many places where things can be left, of course, in Brentwood, in Sainsbury's, Ingatestone, in Budgeons, but wherever you happen to be, there are places where food can be left for people at this time. Back to the chart of 1995 at number 17. It had been a UK number one, and also number one in five more countries. Top 10 in five more on top of that. Sold a million and 400,000 in the UK. This is Celine Dion and Think Twice. Celine Dion and Think Twice from the chart this week in 1995. We'll have another vintage chart next week along with another birthdays competition. And studio guest next week is Darren Barlow, who is the new rector of St. Mary the Virgin Parish Church in Shenfield. So looking forward to chatting with Darren, who I happen to have known for nearly 30 years.
Hi, this is Paul Gold, asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new, live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists, great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank?
Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
New track from Bon Jovi. It's the lead single from their album Forever, which is out on June the 7th. This is Legendary. Bon Jovi, obviously Back to Their Best. Looking forward to that new album of theirs coming out on the 7th of June, which will be called Forever. This is Chicago. Does anybody know what time it is? It was a single. It was a USA number 5 and a Canadian number 2. Came from their debut album in 1970, the Chicago Transit Authority, which has sold over 2 million copies in the States alone. Track. Hope you like that too. Chicago, does anybody really know what time it is? This came out last year, The Tumbling Souls and End Up Running. That's a band from the Outer Hebrides.
Ghost by a river, a young man from a distant past. So tired of living, you can't do better if you don't know to last. Sadness in your eyes.
girl crying to her wine at age 35. All the pressure of living, so many friends and too little time. They've been living in your head again. They haven't paid a penny since they moved back in. I see the sadness in your eyes. It's a blessing, but it's in disguise. We always end up running. Why do you don't give up, give up, give up too soon?
As a Tumbling Souls and End Up Running. Thanks for your company this afternoon. It's all been recorded. It'll all be there on Friday the 12th of April on the show blog. And Archdeacon Jonathan was an excellent guest. We'll end today with Cold Cut from 2006 and Walk a Mile in My Shoes. Good afternoon.
If I could be you and you could be me for just 1 hour. We could find a way to get inside each other's mind.
Each other's mind.
If you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego, I believe you'd be surprised to see that you've been blind.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. And before you abuse, criticize and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Now the whole world you see around you is just a reflection. The law of karma says you reap just what you sow. So unless you lived a lie of total perfection, you better be careful of every stone that you should throw.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes.
Oh yeah.
And before you abuse, criticize and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.